So for those of us who get the honor of filling in for Paul W. Smith, there's nothing better than when guests come in studio. And in studio today, two amazing leaders, Mark Hollis, the Chief Operating Officer of Rock Entertainment, and Terry Radigan, Executive Advisor to the Detroit Regional Chamber. But also, both of them are very engaged in sports and the amazing footprint that we have here in Detroit around sports. And first, I want to turn to Mark. Mark, you just finished what presumably is the last Rocket Classic golf tournament in Detroit. But boy, what a run it was, and you were the reason for that success. Tell us about this last tournament that we just had.
Well, there was a pretty big team that was part of the reason for the success. Rock Entertainment Group took it over this year, and we had the drive to make this the best of the eight, and in most aspects we did. We had the best field. As we looked at the numbers at the end, from attendance to F&B sales to merch sales, it's first time ever we had to order more merchandise on Thursday because so many items had sold out. But I think when you talk to Terry or I, both of us, when we talk about sports, the reason we're in it so much is because of what it does for businesses, for the community, for people that live, work, and play here. And that's the backbone of it, whether it's a Rocket Classic. The other note I would make is as players were leaving this year, of course, DGC had the great redo on their course. A number of players came up and said this was the best event on the tour all year. And to get a compliment like that right here in the city of Detroit was maybe the most satisfying of them all.
You know, I know so many of us are a little sad that we're not going to have the Rocket Classic anymore, but it really served its purpose. When it started, people kind of said, you know, is Detroit ready for a PGA-level tournament? And clearly the answer was yes.
No, it was 8 years of success, and I really tip my hat to Dan and Laura Graneman and so many others when COVID hit and we made the decision based on the recommendation from Laura and others to really focus on the digital gap that existed in Detroit. And for the past 7 years, that event has really catapulted the connectivity and is continuing to do so. Dan making a legacy gift after the tournament as part of the event. You think about all of us, not having access during COVID and beyond for, everything from ordering things to our homes to education to healthcare. It's had a remarkable impact, and we're not done in Detroit. I love working with Jared Fleischer and Dan and so many others on what's next for the city. And what's next is a Final Four from a sports perspective, but there's so much more going on.
So let's focus on the Final Four. So the Rocket Classic is in our rearview mirror. What's in our windshield, Terry Radigan, is the Final Four. How's that going, and what can we expect here in Detroit?
Well, the planning's going great, Sandy. Thank you very much. And the good news is we have Rock Entertainment Group, Mark Hollis and his team, helping us with the Final Four as well. And they were dual-headed there for a while with the Rocket Classic. But I'll tell you, Monday morning when they were still tearing down the bleachers, Mark and his team were fully engaged. And it's been great to work with them. We have some money to raise, and we'll talk about that. But really what this does is brings, $400 million of economic impact to our city. And probably more important than that, it raises the visibility and the image of our city, just like the NFL draft did. But this is, believe it or not, some people are surprised by this statement, but this is even more impactful than the NFL draft.
Yeah, actually, Terry, you shared that stat with me the other day, and it certainly blew me away because obviously we got to watch the NFL draft from our office window on Campus Marshes and to see all those people there. But the Final Four is going to be bigger, and why is that? Is that because there's more people? Is it because of the sponsorships? What's the dynamic there? Because I just can't think of anything bigger than that NFL draft. It was so impressive.
Well, it's probably a similar number of people. We figure we'll have a couple hundred thousand people per day, and it's really a four-day thing if you think about Friday at the Final Four right through Monday's championship game. So similar number of people. And you've got the NCAA and the machine that they have and their partners, their sponsors, like a Capital One, for instance. There's all these national sponsors that come in And, you know, 74,000 people are going to go to the game, but then double that will be there for the fan fest and for the music festival and for the things that we do for children with the Final Four dribble. And Read to the Final Four is a huge impact, a community impact, where we're going to get books to third graders. So there's a wide array of elements to the Final Four that were present at the draft as well, but I think just a little bit more impressive.
So for both of you, and maybe I'll start with Mark on this one, the Sports Commission, which you're both deeply, deeply engaged in, plays such an important role, obviously working with Visit Detroit and others. How does the Sports Commission, kind of tackle a project like the Final Four?
Well, having served on the NCAA Basketball Committee, I can speak firsthand to the impact that the Sports Commission has had in this city. In the past, when entities came here and wanted to host an event in Detroit, you had to go through the process of talking to a multitude of different organizations within the city. What the Sports Commission does is really bands everybody together here and takes a unified approach on whether it's the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, NCAA. You have one source you can go to, and that source brings everyone together. It's the best solution, and it's the only solution, as these national entities have been looking for homes for their events of which to operate. So if nothing else, it's the group that unifies, brings it together, pushes, our local people up to the highest level.
And Sandy, I was proud to be part of the contingent that went down to Houston to pitch Detroit back in 2022. And as you know, Michigan State University is the host institution. And a good friend of Mark's is a guy by the name of Kevin Pauga. And when Kevin walks into a room with athletic directors and NCAA brass and others, he's like a celebrity. He walked in and just has this command. So it was a combination of the city, the state, Ford Field, Michigan State, the business community, all rallying together, like Mark said, and just making it very hard for them to say no. And so we were very pleased not only to receive the Final Four, but to get the first one that was in the queue. It was 27-31, and they gave us the first one.
This is where we want to keep talking and make Sandy really nervous, because it's like he's got to go, but we're still here.
The music's playing.
Yeah, the music's playing.
Yeah, no, Mark, I've cut you off before. I'll do it again. I'm serious. Thank you guys so much for what you do for the community. You guys do an amazing job. Mark Hollis, Terry Radigan, great friends, amazing leaders. Folks, we're going to be right back with Mike Rogers, former representative, U.S. Senate candidate.